sign that she's here, by the way.
Oh, okay. Like what? I don't even have my whole thing. Anyway. Good morning. This is a meeting of the Title Setting Board pursuant to Article 40 of Title I CRS. The time is 9:05. The date is Wednesday, March 14, 2018. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Aspen Room, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. The Title Setting Board today consists of myself, Suzanne Steyert, Deputy Secretary of State, on behalf of Wayne Williams, Glenn Roper, Assistant Solicitor General, Designee of Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman, Julie Pellegrin, Designee of Office of Legislative Legal Services. There are two titles for each measure. One is a statement and the other is a statement in the form of a question. Changes adopted by the Title Board to the first title in the staff draft will be considered adopted for the other title. When the Title Board considers a proposed initiative for the first time, the Board follows three steps. The Board members may wish to ask questions of proponents. This is to ensure that the board understands the proposal. Then the board will determine if it has jurisdiction to set title. In particular, the board must determine if the measure complies with the single subject rule prescribed in Article 5, Section 15.5 of the Colorado Constitution and Section 1-40-106.5 Colorado Revised Statutes. This is because the board is prohibited from setting a title for a measure that contains more than one subject. If the measure is a constitutional change, the board will consider under CRS 140-10635 whether the measure only repeals in whole or in part a provision of the state constitution. If the title board determines it has jurisdiction, we will move to the setting of title. We are not concerned with the merits of any proposal. We are only concerned with the accuracy of title, except in any constitutional challenges only as to whether we have jurisdiction. The first item we're going to hear on the agenda is a motion for rehearing on 2017-2018 number 146. And I think that was Mr. Roger. Oh, hi.
Good morning. Dietrich Hefner here on behalf of objector Deborah Farrell. So as you've probably seen in our motions, we have single subject objections as well as title objections on this, and I'll start with the single subject. Number 146 is very similar to number 123, which you've seen earlier, and it regulates three different industries, insurance carriers, pharmacies, and healthcare providers. And there's a single subject problem here because you can't pass separate laws and separate sets of regulations for each of these three industries and then roll them up together into one initiative. This implicates exactly the risks, the Supreme Court warns us about in terms of log rolling, where you have different constituencies associated with insurance industry reform, associated with healthcare industry reform, and associated with prescription drug prices. And basically, you're going to combine all three of these to go out and gather support separately from each one of these three factions. So maybe you have seniors who are concerned about their prescription drug prices. Maybe you have folks who would like to see single-payer health care who care deeply about health insurance carriers. And maybe you have folks who don't have health insurance who are very concerned with their health care provider prices but probably don't care that much about the insurance industry component. And the fact that you've heard separately initiatives addressing one subject at a time, an initiative addressing only pharmacies, an initiative only addressing insurance carriers, and an initiative only addressing insurance companies, shows that they're not necessarily connected, right? We're concerned that the legislature might, or rather the proponents are concerned that the legislature might pass one of these, but for lack of support, might not pass the others. So I would say that shows they do have different constituencies. They are supported by different factions, and we shouldn't allow them to package up all three here where they're asking the legislature to consider them separately. We shouldn't ask the voters to do something that the legislature wouldn't do.
You mentioned 123. Are there any other – are you trying to – see if I can phrase this better. Did you want to incorporate any other arguments into your argument that have been previously made at the board?
Yeah, you know, to the extent that this is similar to 123, I would incorporate our earlier arguments on rehearing with respect to that initiative.
All right. Any other questions from the board?
So our next single subject objection is this idea that we're going to, the initiative is going to require publication of a list of all people providing services. Right. So if you're a healthcare facility as defined by the measure, you've got to go out and publish a list of every person that provides any services at your facility. Again, this presents a single subject problem. Voters are going to think they're passing an initiative that's about transparency in prices, right? Publishing a list of prices. But instead, they're going to end up passing an initiative that requires lists of people. If you imagine you're a massage therapist or a social worker, and you sometimes provide services at a hospital or a doctor's office, I don't think you'd have any way to know if you scan this title that your name and your association with that facility is going to be published on a list on the internet. And maybe you don't want that. But I'm not sure we know just from looking at it that that's what's going to happen, that this is a separate subject here. And obviously, you know, partly that's a title issue, but partly it's a single subject issue. The Supreme Court has told us that one of the purposes of the single subject rule is to avoid surprise. And I would characterize this as a surprise. Our third single subject objection is this idea that insurance carriers are going to have to disclose all forms of remuneration related to incentives and rebates they receive. And again, this is just characteristically different than disclosing prices. This is about disclosing payments that the insurance companies receive. It doesn't have to do with what they're paying healthcare providers for the services rendered to patients. It has to do with things that they're receiving on the back end related to their business. And this is more of a step toward transparency writ large for the insurance industry, not just related to prices. So I would pause there and see if there's any questions on single subject.
Questions? Yeah. All right. Ms. Tierney, do you want to respond?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the title board. Good morning, Martha Tierney, on behalf of the proponents of Initiative 146, David Silverstein and Andrew Graham, who are both present here. I'd like to, at the outset, incorporate our arguments from a number of measures that were heard about a month ago, and those were 2017-2018, number 119, number 120, number 121, number 122, and number 123. The arguments raised by the objector to 2017-2018-146 are identical to arguments raised in motions for rehearing that were brought against those five measures earlier heard. Five measures. And so we, in particular, to initiatives 121 and 123, although as many of those measures had many of the same things, I think we continued to incorporate our arguments throughout that day. So I want to make sure the record reflects that we are incorporating arguments for all five of those measures. As there are no new arguments here, particularly on single subject, the all forms of remuneration, the list of healthcare providers, and the three different bodies doing the regulation, these were issues that this board has grappled with previously in relation to the earlier measures. So I won't rehash those arguments unless the board has some questions or would like to hear some further response to council's presentation.
I don't have any questions. Okay. Thank you.
One thing I might do, just so the record is clear, if you'll indulge me, is place this chart again in the record for these document or for this measure. We had this chart in the record for 119, 120, 121, 122, and 123. I don't know if by incorporating comments I would also incorporate exhibits, but just in case I don't.
Sure, that's fine. want to comment on that?
So I would just move on now to our title objections.
Oh, well, we'll go ahead and take single subject first. So let us discuss that, and then we'll move to title. Is there any discussion by the board on that?
No, I think it's the same thing that we addressed earlier. And so I think, I would take the same approach and deny the motion for rehearing on single subject.
Okay. Then we can go ahead and proceed to title.
All right.
Do it all at once.
Again, on title, the title here, I think, was copied verbatim from 123. So we'd incorporate our arguments that we made earlier with respect to number 123. First, that the title says a broad range of providers, but doesn't specifically call out those providers listed in the measure that most folks wouldn't consider to be healthcare providers, such as massage therapists or social workers. I don't think we should leave the voters to discover that those professions are regulated by this measure when they're not expressly mentioned in the title. And second, the title should mention that providers using the Center for Medicare and Medicaid fee schedules are treated differently under the measure than other providers. CMS providers using that fee schedule only have to disclose a percentage, what percentage of that fee schedule they'll be using, whereas other providers have to go and create from scratch a list of all their prices, and that imposes a rather different administrative burden, and we think the title should mention that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Did you want to add anything, Ms. Turney?
Thank you, Madam Chair. No, we would just incorporate our arguments on unclear title that were made previously in response to the 2017-2018, 119 through 123, unless the board has any additional questions for us.
Do you have any questions, anyone? No? Okay, thank you. Any discussion on the title? Oh, go ahead.
I don't have anything else.
Okay. Any discussion on the title?
No.
All right. You want to make a motion, Glenn?
Yeah, I'll move that for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 146 that we deny the motion for rehearing.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That takes us to proposed initiative 2017-2018 number 147. Go ahead.
Good morning. Dietrich Hefner on behalf of objector Deborah Farrell. Number 147 is a subset of number 146. It addresses only insurance carriers. So I would just rely on the arguments I just made with respect to single subject and title as I made them for 146 here.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Ms. Turney, if you want to.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the title board. Martha Tierney here today on behalf of proponents for 2017-2018 initiative number 147, David Silverstein and Andrew Graham, who are present today. And we would incorporate our arguments from 2017-2018 initiatives 119 through 123 and our comments just a moment ago in regards to initiative 146. And I'd be happy to answer any questions if the title board has any.
Anything?
No.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Any discussion by the board?
Nope. No. I think it's the same issues.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion.
Yeah. I move that for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 147, that we deny the motion for rehearing.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. That takes us to proposed initiative 2017-2018, number 164, prohibit sales of smartphones to preteen minors. And if the proponents could come forward and identify yourselves for the record, and then.
Hello, Tim Farnham, proponent.
Trevor Hooster, proponent.
And do you want to start out just telling us what you believe the single subject of your measure to be?
Okay. Yeah. The single subject is prohibiting the sale of a smartphone if the intended owner is under the age of 13 years old.
All right. Any questions by the board on the single subject? Anyone here who wants to talk on this initiative, speak on it? No? All right. Okay. Any discussion?
I don't have any single subject concerns.
Me neither.
Make a motion.
I move that for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 164, we find that it consists of a single subject and we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So that takes us to title, and you've seen the title, staff draft?
Right. Yes.
Which is the same as the one we set on 29. Were you the proponents on 29?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you don't have any additions or deletions you?
No, I think it's pretty good.
Okay. All right. Anything from the board on the title post staff draft?
Looks fine to me.
Have anything? Nope.
Nothing.
All right.
Ready for motion?
Sure.
I move that for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 164. Well, do you want to read it on the record? Or?
Oh, sure.
Okay. I'll withdraw that motion.
Okay. This is a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes prohibiting a retailer from selling a smartphone to a purchaser who is a minor under 13 years of age or who intends to purchase a smartphone for primary ownership by such a minor and in connection therewith, distinguishing between smartphones subject to the prohibition and cellular phones not subject to the prohibition and specifying how the prohibition will be enforced.
So I move that for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 164 that we set a title as displayed on the screen and as was just read into the record.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That takes us to proposed initiative 2017-2018 number 161, policy changes pertaining to state income taxes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So the designated representatives for 161, 162, 157, 159, 165, and 166 and their counsel are not here at the present moment, nor have they executed the affidavit.
Okay.
However, we do have the representatives for 152, 153, 154, and 155 in the room.
Okay.
Although I'm not sure if their attorney is present.
Counsel's present.
So we may need to take a brief pause in the action.
Okay. That's everything, right?
That is everything remaining except on the agenda, yes.
Okay.
Except for the executive session. Could we get that over with?
How far do we think our attorneys are? Okay. Who knew?
Not often a concern.
No. Yeah, maybe we should just get our executive session over with. Sorry, Matt. I didn't mean to say it that way.
So if the board wishes to vote to go into executive session, we can clear the room and begin the executive session.
Yeah. You want to move to go in?
Sure. I move that the title board go into executive session under 24-6-402. 3A2 to receive legal advice from our counsel.
Second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So this will probably only take about 10 minutes. Then we'll come out and see if people are.
All right. With that, we will stop the broadcast at this point and begin recording of the executive session.